Happy New Year. How many times have we all heard that over the last few weeks? You know, I often wonder whether it's a bit like, you know, in the grocery shop, you finish your groceries, and it's all very nice, but it has it any meaning? You know, the checkout lady says, well, have a lovely rest of the day, or have a good night, or something like that. I know they're all trained like that. But I mean, do they really care whether you have a good night or? And it's like someone saying, how are you? And if you start telling them about a half an hour later, you know, they would have, hoping that it's not a half an hour later, they wish they hadn't said, how are you? I've got a friend like that. You say, how are you? And she gets back to every operation she's ever had. And but, you know, we have to be sincere. You know, when we say Happy New Year or the Lord be with you or, you know, bless you or we trust that you have a wonderful year, you know, we have to do our part towards that and we have to be sincere that people know that we're sincere, that we really love them and we want all that's best for them. You know, we look to the new year and we think of our families and all that we would want for good for our families. We think of our church and all that we want for our church, that growth and love and people caring for one another. You know, our friends, there's lots of our friends that we'd love to see saved, that we want to help and guide to different, to the end where they really love the Lord. There's work colleagues we come across that we'd love to share the word with and hope that they come to a knowledge of the Lord. And school friends and there's just everyone we meet, we have to be sincere and our hearts desire that we do want to say Happy New Year. The reality really is, though, with our family, our church family, our friends, work colleagues, school friends, you know, they aren't all going to have a good New Year, a good New Year. You know, just the law of averages, everybody faces difficulties in their lives. And we don't know what the future holds, but we must step forward in faith that it will be all right. I don't want to be negative Charlie here, but none of us really knows what the future holds. You know, sometimes it's best not to know. Last year, 2015, I think, was one of the most difficult years of my whole life. And that's a couple of years now. If I knew what I had to face last year at the beginning, I think I would have woken up, looked out, pulled the blankets over my head and gone back to sleep for the year. But no, you have to stand up and face whatever comes your way. Last year I had major health problems, several bereavements very close to me, and family relationship breakdowns within our family, etc., etc. When I was seeing my GP one day, he said, Jan, you've had a difficult year. And he only knew half of what had happened to me. But do you know, I'm standing here today and thanking the Lord. You know, my health has improved, could improve a bit further, but, you know, I got through what was potentially a terminal illness. And I thank the Lord for that. And You know, I was given strength and comfort through bereavements. I mean, they don't just end in a week. That goes on. And the repercussions of different things goes on. But do you know, the Lord gave me strength through 2015. And I think, I know, it just made me feel closer to the Lord. It gives me strength and it increased my faith. You know, to know the Holy Spirit's healing power, to know that there's wisdom in the book, wisdom in the Word that can help you through many, many difficult situations. Every situation, you know, there's an answer in here. And also, the love of your family, the love of your church family through difficulties. It's so important. The love of your friends. You know, it just lifts you up when things aren't going as well as they could. And you know, everybody's life throughout the year, our family, our church family, our friends, everyone has obstacles during this every year. No one, I don't think, has a year that just goes along, everything going beautifully, not a ripple. Can you imagine it? I think it might get a bit boring, actually. But life isn't like that. So we need to care. We need to love each other, to lift each other up when people are down. You know, the word we've been hearing over and over again in Nigel's messages of late is we need to get closer to the Lord, to walk hand in hand with him. And you know, as I meet friends and acquaintances and speak to them, the word in their church, guess what, is the same. The word for Mount Gambier, the word for our state, the word for Australia is seek the Lord with all your heart. We'll never become holy, but we have to work towards a holier life, to just know him better and serve him day by day, that we might just become more like Jesus. You know, the world's getting darker, and that's when we have to shine our light. I was interested to hear Pope, whatever his name is, I've forgotten. He had, with his New Year's message, I just heard the end of it, but he was saying something like, you know, terrorism and whatever else is bad. But he emphasised about apathy is just as bad. He was saying it was almost as bad as terrorism, because to sit back and do nothing is not good. We must stand up and be counted. Let our light shine. You know, folk are hurting out there. They need Jesus. Now, how do we have a great 2015? You know, it's not going to just happen by itself. You know, if you're planning a mountain climb, you have to do quite a bit of preparation and get lots of ropes and whatever else, and you know, go prepared. If you're going to be successful, you have to be prepared. You know, even something as simple as making a cake, you know, it's not going to be a nice, lightweight, lovely chocolate cake if you haven't got the right ingredients. You have to put together the right ingredients. You have to plan and work towards that end. you know, living a life walking hand in hand with the Lord Jesus, that doesn't happen by itself either. We have to plan, work, seek to come to that end. Now, what do we need to equip ourselves for this new year? The first thing I thought of was faith. You know, you can't get through life without faith. Hebrews 11, 1-3. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed as at God's command, so that what is seen was not out of what was visible. We have to believe and act like we believe. You know, chapter 11 of Hebrews is known as the faith chapter of the Bible, where we are reminded of great people of faith. Reading the Word and reading about faith of the Bible characters, you might think, oh, well, they were, you know, way up here and I'm just down here. But most of these folks would, I mean, they had the same fears and whatever else that we do. You know, by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was taken up to heaven and did not have to experience death. By faith, Noah built an ark to save his family from the coming flood, which the Lord warned him about. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past the age, became a father, and his descendants are as numerous as the stars in the sky, just as the Lord promised. There's many, many more. If you want to uplift your faith, read Hebrews 11. In the sixth verse tells us, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. We can't do this on our own strength. We need the Holy Spirit to help us. Hebrews 2:1-2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. With the help of the Holy Spirit, let us set off into 2016. The Lord has the path he wants us to travel. Seek it and he will help you through. The Word is full of encouragement for our faith. If we don't spend time in the Word, we're not going to know, and we won't be built up in the faith. I think you're all aware of it, but there's always word for today. If you haven't got a planned Bible reading, I think most of you are fully aware of this. This is good. That'll get you into a good pattern, New Year's now I've got resolution. I think revel. That's your cornerstone. Oh dear. and pray regularly, and meet regularly with the church folk. You know, when you're down, there's nothing better than meeting with a fellow Christian, and they will build you up. Now, the next thing on our journey is hope. Faith and hope. Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. You know, Isaiah 40:31, the often quoted encouragement. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on like wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You know, our hope is our anchor. Neville was talking about cornerstones. You know, we really do need to get anchored in the Lord between cornerstones and anchors this year. But if you've got a strong foundation, a strong anchor, when difficulties come, you're anchored there. You've got firm foundations. And that's a big help. Hebrews 6:19-20. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. Hope isn't living in dreamland or wishful thinking. It's very tangible. It's what our deep heart's desires are. If we do not have hope and faith, life is very difficult. In fact, it's impossible. We all have our special hopes and dreams for this new year. For our family, for our church family, for everyone in our lives that we love, for our health, our finances, our home, our studies, our job, our school. You know, hang on dearly to your hopes. Present them to the Lord in prayer. Be patient and remember, the Lord is your anchor, firm and secure. The next thing you need for your journey through this new year is love. Psalm 103:11-12. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. You know, the scriptures on nearly every page of his word are telling us that he loves us. Our response has to be Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is this: love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Loving the lovely is easy. But let us all make an effort to love and care for those who cross our path and we need to show his love through us. Let us be sensitive to the hurts and loads of others that others carry around us. You know, within our own fellowship, there are quite a few people who really struggle with health difficulties, and they don't complain, but you just know that they need encouragement, they need love, and the carers just to lift them up and help them through. It's not easy. It's hard to love when we're weighed down with guilt or unforgiveness. Matthew 6:15. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. A sobering thought. Remember, we only have to ask to be forgiven, and the Lord removes our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Don't let the weight of unforgiveness pull you down. So as this new year commences with all its possibilities, let us be prepared for the journey. May we always be filled with faith, hope, and love. No matter what happens, we have the knowledge that the Lord will help us through. I just want to finish with a short poem by Susan Lenskis. Our journey with Jesus is a pilgrimage for foot soldiers. No buses or trains will speed us along the narrow way. No jets or planes will span our highway to holiness. For the joy set before us, we must shoulder our cross and walk the way of suffering, following in our Saviour's footsteps. Sometimes stumbling, yet lifting one another up, linking our arms in love, praising and praying, focused on heaven's hope. Together we will get there, one step at a time, walking every day with Jesus.